Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Want to talk to you today about a real current thing going on in 2021. Cancel culture and ways to overcome it. Yeah, are you aware of this? Well, let's talk about cancel culture in just a bit. First, let me read a scripture verse to you. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 through 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yes, evil for a season is having its way in these last days, but folks, the Bible promised this. We should not be surprised. And as my title says, cancel culture, there's an alarming trend. So many people are fearful about it, talking about it, worried about it. I'm talking about claimed Christians too. Cancel culture. What is it? What is it, Brother Jim, if you don't know about it? Well, there's a movement from the radical, anti-God, anti-Christ, liberal side. It's the removing of materials and ideas that if small but very powerful subset of people, they want it gone. And you can argue all day about its origins, but there's no doubt what its real goal is. We'll get to that. This cancel culture started by saying, you know, things are racist, things are this, things are that. They're not transgender friendly. They started with like removing names of Mr. Potato Head. That's a toy I played with 50 years ago as a kid. Now they call him Potato Head. They took a black lady off of a box of pancakes. They started editing cartoons that were sexist and racist. But that's just a start, right? That's only just a start. Ultimately, cancel culture, what they're coming for is the written word of God, and Satan is behind it all. Be sure of that. Let me read another scripture verse to you. Revelation 12, 17. And the dragon, who's wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yeah, Satan the dragon, he's going to be released. He's going to be angry. He's coming to persecute the people of God. No doubt about it. And he's starting in this whole Antichrist movement, New World Order. Part of it is this cancel culture. You know, this is not new, folks. The world has seen evil regimes and antichrist types in the past who have tried to stamp out God's word. Look at the Chinese and communist Russia revolution. Look at Hitler's Germany. They all either stamped out or altered, abrogated, twisted, and changed the word of God for their own ill motives. Even in religious groups, so-called Christian, Roman Catholics, they're not Christian, they're a cult, pagan cult. They tried to hide God's word. It's called the Dark Ages in history. Look it up. They tried to hide God's word from the common man so they could hold their grip, heretical, wicked grip on men. Cults and even the denominations will always try to suppress, twist, hide, change the word of God to promote their lies. This is nothing new, folks, but it is being ramped up and happening at a quicker pace, more in the open and globally, which that's the key. It's happening globally. There are even laws today already on the books in Europe and Canada silencing parts of the Bible as hate speech, talking about homosexuality, things like that. You'll go to jail for that in some countries, some places already. So this is already happening. Cancel culture is picking up pace. But you know what? God's going to deal with it all one day. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Glory to God. Our Father has it all under control. So today's cancel culture, ultimately, it's fueled by the hatred of God. Remember that verse? They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They may say, oh no, we don't hate God. We're just doing this, we're just doing that. No. This is a strong delusion that has taken over the land, countries, and the world. You read about that strong delusion that God sends people, 2 Thess 2. And I'm going to do an article about that in the future. Strong delusion has overtaken the world. Now again, God's word has warned us about this, so we're not to be surprised, not be taken unawares. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, when men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Pretty clear description of what we see going on. You notice that last part? From such, turn away. People need to obey that because it is a command. So saints, we're not to be surprised when we see this great evil and wickedness that's coming over the world, and it's flowing in all around us. The answer is not politics, more laws. No, that's not the answer. We cannot stop what God has predicted and what will happen when He says it's time. Is it time now? It appears the birth pains that Jesus talked about in the book of Matthew seem to be happening right now. But here's what we can do. We can do our part against it for His glory as seen in the Holy Word. So let me give you some points on how we can stand against cancel culture as born again. I'm talking about born again saints, born again by the blood of Jesus Christ through repentance, new birth, holiness and obedience, and enduring the faith. Here's what we can do to stand against it. Ready? We're commanded to resist evil and to hide the word of God in our hearts. All right? James 4 talks about resisting evil, and the book of Psalms tells us to hide the word, meditate on it in our hearts. We're told to love not this life. Revelation 12 and Matthew 10 talk about that. Don't love this life. Don't love this culture. Don't love your world situation. Be ready to give it all up. Jesus said, lose your life, right? We're commanded to preach the gospel and teach truth. Mark 16, Matthew 28. So we are to preach the truth that goes out and cuts through like a sword. Hebrews 4, right? We're told to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. 1 Peter 3:15. So when we come across people talking about these things, we can give an answer. We can preach the gospel. We men can teach them the truth. Amen. We're commanded to expose evil. Ephesians 5. Right? So when we see evil, we don't just ignore it and go, oh, well, it's overtaking. No, we do all these things and we expose it, put it in the light so people can see it and they can come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. We're told to be holy. Thus, we separate ourselves from the culture that's allowing this to happen. 1 Peter 1:15, being an example, 1 Peter 5, right? On how we should be and leading them to the path of eternal life. We're commanded to be light. Jesus is our light. We're commanded to be light, shining Him, John 8, right? In this great time of darkness, we can be a great light. The darker it gets, the brighter the light shines, amen? We are commanded to not fear men, but to fear God, and to endure in our faith till the end. Matthew 24 and Luke chapter 12. We are commanded to not fall back from our faith, but to stand and be bold. 2 Peter 3 tells us not to fall back. We're commanded to not cease praying, and focus on things above. Colossians 3 and Ephesians 6. You know, I could go on with many, 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 many more what we could do to stand against the wicked world and cancel culture. But you know, if we saints do these things I've mentioned, we will overcome evil and cancel culture, and we will one day enter into God's kingdom as faithful workers. That's what I'm striving for. I'm not holding on to this culture. I have no hope for this culture. I have hope for some people to come out of the culture and find eternal life. That's it. And I have hope for my Lord and Savior coming back to redeem His own and vanquish evil once and for all. What a glorious thing that will be. So take heart, dear saints. Take heart. The evil we see rising around us like a flood, it's going to come. It's going to come, and it's going to overtake this nation and this world that we live in today. And one day it's going to pass as God defeats it in Christ Jesus at his coming. The Bible tells us that all over the place, like 2 Thess 1. How we, you and I, as true saints, deal with it, it's simply a matter of looking towards eternity, doing what we're commanded to do, like I just covered, and to not be in the flesh and not be clinging to these earthly matters. Get out of the media, get out of the news, get off the internet, get away from unregenerated family and false convert family, get in the Word of God, start living holy, start obeying all the scriptures, start separating yourself, start letting go of this world, because you're going to die and have to leave this world one day. Or when Christ comes, he's coming for his own. Are you going to be ready looking for him? Something to consider, huh? Cancel culture. Yeah, it's going to rise up. It's going to fail. And glory in this. Our Father's kingdom is coming, and it is everlasting. Isn't that a glorious thing? Hold fast, dear saints. Hold fast to the faith in spirit and truth. Our Savior is on the way. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that encourages you as you look around and see the craziness going on in the culture. They're making evil good and good evil. Yeah, it's happening. Do not be dismayed. Hold fast to the promises of God. Study your Bible every day. Repent of all sin. Don't live in willful sin. Cry out to God for a new heart and a new mind if you don't have one. Christ is the only hope for this dying world. And I'm striving every day as we travel and preach all over America to pour out truth for you at don'tperish.com, on the Spirit and Truth blog, the Sisters blog, articles, audios, videos. Why? We want to encourage you. We want to feed you. We don't want you to be swept away in the evil. We don't want you to be walking in darkness. We don't want you to be discouraged. We want you to be lifted up, be looking for Christ's coming, to know that we have victory. The victory has already been won. As I told a brother the other day, all we have to do, it's one thing we have to do, we have to endure through the battlefield to get to the other side where the victory is. That's us living out a biblical faith for the glory of our God. Hey, till next time, this is my brother Jim. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We are traveling north, getting ready to preach the gospel in Tennessee and a bunch of other states before we head into the Midwest, and Lord willing, before we go back out west where all the tourists are, preaching the good news of Christ crucified in the streets. Go out and have a glorious day. Forget cancel culture. Cling to Jesus Christ. May God be praised.